I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, so Jill Scott is trending after complimenting Chris Brown on his talent and skills after he dropped the diss track about Quavo. Jill tweeted, quote, "Chris Brown is amazing. How does anybody sing like that, dance, look, act, and rap like that? Beyond gifted. It appears exceptional people have to go through exceptional," and then she put the fire emoji up. She said, "There's nothing to debate." A follower on social media responded to Jill's post saying, "I think the women he's abused would disagree." Jill replied and mentioned her mother's abusive personal experience as well. She also responded to the backlash saying, in part, "Years of prayer, therapy, self-reflection has made me more compassionate for other human beings." She went on to say, "We say we believe in God, pray for enlightenment." So, today's question is, if Rihanna has forgiven Chris Brown, shouldn't everyone else? That's the question, basically.
Well, we know social media ain't gonna forgive nothing.
Yeah.
They don't let nothing go.
But we should.
Yeah. It's on and on and on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no denying that Chris Brown is a major talent. I mean, how can you disagree with Jill on that? Yeah.
I mean, he's talented. He can sing, he can dance, just like she said. And we just found out he can rap. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Better than the ones that's been out.
I mean, rap though. Rap though. Like, you gotta say it twice.
Real rap.
Like, rap.
Like, how long ago was the Rihanna incident? How long?
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
Was it over 10 years ago?
It might be over 10.
The Grammys.
Yeah.
So now let's go.
Let's see.
How long do you have to hold a person to a mistake they made? Secondly, who are you to hold anybody to a mistake they made? When I'm almost certain, 1,000%, that you have made as many mistakes. Mm-hmm. How many times? It's just that people want to weigh sin. Sin is sin. You can't weigh it. You can't weigh it. Mm-hmm. You know, committing adultery is just like anything else. It's one of the sins, if that's what it is. You know, you could call it what you want to call it. I think the young man should be forgiven for his mistake, his past transgression, and be allowed to get up and move on with his life. And you can't keep holding him to that. And like, for example, when he was denied playing into the NBA All-Star, Celebrity All-Star game. Because he got pushed back from one of them soda pop companies or whatever they call them. They got a lot of nerve, man. They got a lot of nerve. You can't continue to do that to a person. It's not right.
Yeah.
It's 2009
not right. And it was the incident with Chris Brown.
Wow.
That's a long time.
I think it was that Grammys weekend.
Look, Bill O'Reilly has made mistakes. He's back on TV in mm-hmm. different capacity. Mm-hmm. You know, they got rid of Don Lemon. Don Lemon, look what happened to Don Lemon. He got his money and he's back on TV. Mm-hmm. Chris Cuomo has a show. He's back on TV. Don Imus made the comment about WNBA girls players. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? He was back on radio.
College.
You know, about the college players, nappy headed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all of that. And guess what? He went back on TV. Excuse me. Donald Trump.
19. Oh,
Donald Trump. Y'all got a lot of nerves in this country, man.
Come on, man.
Donald Trump had an affair with a porno star. Paid the porno star off.
He's on trial for that
and
now.
The check is there. He on trial for that now. And guess what? Y'all still finna vote for him. Man, y'all miss me. Y'all y'all need to come on. Y'all have selective forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, for sure. That's all I got to say. You sitting up in here talking about that, and you want to hold a man accountable for that. You can't. It's not the way it works. And you still gonna find a way to vote for Donald Trump because it serves your purposes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think that's a little different, dog, because we talking about Black America when we talking about Chris Brown. You know what I mean?
We talking about right.
Are you
wrong.
Saying he's being held more accountable
that's
because
all
he's black?
I'm talking about.
Mm. I think, Tom, you're saying what social
I'm
media.
I'm talking about
bug,
the black community.
All-Star, too, though, that he was saying they canceled Chris Brown's appearances, so that was corporate, too. You
okay,
know, so
now what Tommy's saying has
yes,
a valid point to it.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm.
because
race
we
always,
are...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we
as
are
people.
The worst
we the worst,
when it comes
man.
To social media in our own community.
So
we have no one to blame for this except ourselves. This ain't what the white man did to us. Mm-hmm. This ain't the system. This ain't got nothing to do with slavery. This is us vilifying one another and destroying us as soon as we see somebody get a little leg up on us. Let's snatch his ass down.
Yeah.
And don't nobody do that better than us.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Do it to ourselves.
On social
right.
media.
That part.
This is, it's a real tragedy what's happening to us, man.
Yeah.
And we have no one to blame but ourselves.
That's true.
All because we want to be out front with some likes and followers and hits.
Clicks.
And,
yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Try to make a little money off.
All right, so moving on to this story. Boxer Ryan Garcia, you guys were talking about the fight yesterday, admitted to drinking and partying than actually fighting before his fight with Devin Haney. Take a listen.
I walked through the fire and still held it down and still beat Devin Haney and still drank every day and still beat him. And I did everything. What happened? False reality, right? Drank every single night, went out on the first Monday and a Tuesday and drank. What happened? I won.
Right? He did calm down.
Not necessarily am I proud of that, but I'm just saying, this is, it was a statement to show you guys can't really with me.
Wow.
Wow. That ain't glowy. Champion behavior.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not sustainable.
Yeah.
I'm just tell you
through
that
the years.
Is not sustainable. Okay. Okay.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about the Met Gala right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.